Hey, have you ever met a lazy Catholic? And what do I mean by this? I mean, when we have this attitude where we expect God to do everything and we just sit back and we do nothing. I'm thinking about a chapter from Blessed Anna Maria Tiji's life. Remember Anna Maria, great Catholic mystic who saw this luminous disc before her eyes. And when she peered into this luminous disc, she could see all things past, present, and future. Incredible. And so people were hearing about this gift that she had, and sometimes when they would lose something and they couldn't find it, they would go to Anna Maria. She would gaze into that disc and she would tell them where that thing, that object they lost was. Well, this one particular occasion, a woman goes to Anna Maria and asks her to look into that disc to help her find something that she's lost. But Anna Maria turns to her and says, well, God doesn't help people who don't look first. The point is, she was just being lazy. She lost something. She didn't put in the work to looking. And Anna Maria was like, look, God's not going to perform the miracle. You got to do something. And that's, I think, how the kingdom of God works. God's grace builds upon our nature. God has created us free. And so we have to, and he was given us an intellect. And so we have to use that in our state of life to do our best with our responsibilities. And then when we find ourselves in a position where our best, it's just not working out. It's very appropriate then to go to God and say, God, hey, I need a miracle. Can you help me? Of course, we should consecrate everything that we do to God. I like to do that through the intercession of Mary. But there comes a point sometimes where it's like, I need some extra help here because my best isn't good enough. And then sometimes that's where God does the beautiful miracles.
St. Augustine tells us, we have to do with the Lord of infinite power and infinite riches. Let us not go to him for little and valueless things, but let us ask some great things of him. You seek from the Almighty, seek something great. St. Alphonsus says, but God, when he is asked, gives good things abundantly, that is, with a generous hand, always giving more than is asked, because his wealth is infinite. And the more he gives, the more he has to give.
I'm thinking of the time that Jesus multiplied the loaves of fish, the loaves and the fish. He had a multitude of people before him. They sat down on the ground and they were hungry. They were going to try and feed them. Well, how are they going to do that? Well, imagine the apostles trying to find some food. They see a kid off to the side. He's got 5 loaves, 2 fish. How in the world are they going to feed this huge crowd with just scraps? If I was one of them, I'm not going to tell Jesus, hey, there's this kid over here with 5 loaves and 2 fish. I'm not going to say that because, well, that's going to do nothing. So I'm not even going to bother to mention it. But that's not what the apostles do. They steal the lunch from the kid. And they bring it to Jesus. We've got 5 loaves, 2 fish. They brought the best they had. That's all they had. 5 loaves, 2 fish. And when they brought their best, all they had, they did their best. Jesus did the rest. Then he multiplies it and feeds the thousands. See, that's the lesson for us, friends. We have to do our best, then God will do the rest.
John 6:12-13. When they had all had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, gather the pieces that are left over, let nothing be wasted. So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of the 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten. Now get this, they had 12 baskets left over. God is super abundant. He meets our needs and gives more than we could have thought to ask for. For this miracle to happen, everyone needed to do their part. The child's lunch was brought to Jesus. The apostles instructed the crowds to sit down. The crowd sat down and waited, and then Jesus performed the miracle. To dispose our hearts to God's generosity, we have to do our part, and then God will do his.
But for me, the lesson is this, that I can't be a lazy Catholic, to sit back and expect God to spoon-feed me through life. I have to strive to find intimacy with him. I have to work on virtue. I have to pray daily. I have to have a regular sacramental life. I have to fast. I have to do penance. But I don't think we should expect to have deep intimacy with Jesus and progress in the spiritual life by sitting back and thinking, God, you do everything. No, we do our best, and then God will do the rest.
Jesus said, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Notice he didn't say, sit back, relax, and presume everything to be okay. You don't need to do anything. No, it's daily discipline. St. Augustine emphasizes prayer and work, saying, pray as though everything depends on God. Work as though everything depends on you. St. Rose of Lima, when speaking of attaining heaven, said, apart from the cross, there is no ladder by which we may get to heaven. So we don't coast into heaven, but climb our way there. Coasting is easy, and it requires no effort. It follows the road of least resistance, and it always runs downhill. Climbing a mountain requires discipline and effort. Summiting, getting to the top, takes careful planning. One makes preparations and then executes the plan. Spiritual progress requires the same. One must know the plan, which is the church's teachings and those spiritual disciplines that leads to union with Christ, then attempt to live it out in order to ascend the mountain. Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati said, the higher we go, the better we shall hear the voice of Christ.
Friends, let me know what you think. Comment below. Share with me what stood out to you and why. I love to learn from you. Have a great day. God bless.
If you like this message, we got another one for you. It's called How to Grow in Virtue. It's linked at the end of this video, also in the description. Some great content there. And a very special thank you to you, our monthly financial supporters. You allow us to keep producing videos like these while keeping everything free for the world. We cannot do this without you. So thank you. Thank you so much for your support. We want you to know we pray for you and your needs every evening. God bless you.